Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. The other day I was thinking about saints that became saints through significant acts of bravery or courage or virtue. Most specifically, I was thinking about different saints who were martyrs, either like St. Maximin Kolbe, who bravely spoke the truth and then was executed by the Nazis, or different saints who just experienced tremendous persecution. And on one hand, I was recognizing this line of thought that I had, which was, but if I was in a situation that required this tremendous act of virtue, that just seems so much easier than trying to live holiness in the ordinary, everyday life. And then the next thought I had was, but you know, the people who lived in the same circumstances that was inspiring the great heroism of these saints and these martyrs, there are probably people who lived at the exact same time who used those exact situations as the reason for why they couldn't be saints. That because of the intense persecution or because of the threat of their life, that's the reason that they weren't being virtuous and holy was because there was like this significant pressure to live in a different way. And that thought, that on one hand, I think of the martyrs as this privileged group that lives boldly, but that it must have been easier for them to do so because it was so obvious that the evil they were fighting against was an evil, that idea came up against the other idea of, well, all the other people who didn't become saints or who didn't live virtuously, they used the same difficulties as the reason why they couldn't. And so in my own situation, I was doing the same thing, right? That the ordinary, everyday difficulties that require a small but real act of virtue, that those little things are the reasons why I'm saying, well, but that's why I'm not a saint, is because if only it were a bigger problem or it was more difficult, then I would rise to the challenge. One of the saints' feast days that we celebrate today, Saint Gianna Bretamola, has a quote that says, "One earns paradise with one's daily task." And as a physician and a wife and a mother, she really sought to live virtuously in every aspect of her life, right? In being a faithful wife, in being a loving and caring mother, and in being a doctor who sincerely cared about the health and the goodness of her patients. And so even though her experience in having an illness during her fourth pregnancy and this significant health difficulty requiring her to make this decision of what type of treatment is she going to receive, and also having the unique position of being a doctor and understanding the risks in a very clear way, she makes the heroic decision to strive to preserve the life of her child and to wait for treatment for herself in the hopes that after giving birth, she's able to receive more intense treatment and survive. She makes this heroic act of love But it's also something that's just another daily task, another daily decision. That her choice to pursue holiness is found in a yes every single day. And that the reason we know that she is a saint and celebrate her as a saint today is because she was willing to make those small sacrifices every day. And so even if I'm not in a situation that requires the bold and intense act of being a martyr, that the daily death to self is exactly where I'm supposed to be right now. Then maybe the Lord is calling me to be this big, significant, bold saint. But at least right now, he's calling for 1,000 smaller deaths to make way, to prepare room for him to work more fully. And so on the Feast of St. Gianna, we remember her small acts of virtue, which gave way to the Lord being able to work tremendously in her life and to be magnified through her. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the witness of St. Gianna, for the ways that she said yes to being a wife and a mother and a physician, and to know her true identity as a daughter of the Father. Thank you for her witness of sacrifice and the reality of being able to pursue holiness in every aspect of life, regardless of your vocation. St. Gianna, pray for us. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.